night and dream that the world had turned around. All our hopes had come to be, and people gathered around. They are all what they can bring. The revolution starts now.
I have a song to sing. Woo! The revolution starts when? Now! Good afternoon, Richmond. Welcome to Indie Media Live, one of the most progressive half hours on the radio because we have no corporate sponsorship, no corporate control. I'm your host, Rebecca Ferris, and I am just about to start almost 6 years. WRIR is just about to go begin its sixth year on the air, and Indie Media Live, which in its first iteration was Richmond Indie Media, was one of the original programs in the original lineup. And so this is an exciting time. It's our last show for 2010, and I have been trying to get this particular guest on the air with me for the longest time, and finally he's agreed to come on. I have my engineer and blogmaster, Tim Duggan, here live in the house, straight from New Orleans, where you spent Christmas. Thank you for being here.
Sure.
Thank you for braving the snow coming up from Williamsburg.
Yeah, it was pretty rough on the roads.
Yeah, but, that's what I heard. A lot of fishtailing.
Yeah, I got stuck in my driveway.
A lot of perpendicular sliding.
A little bit.
thank you for coming up and doing the show with me. And thank you for all you've done for the last, we were figuring it out, year and a half?
Yeah, just about. It's been a blast.
Yeah, has it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you hung in with me and with the show. And you make such good sound here at WRIR. I want to talk more about what you do with WRIR, Tim, but I want to tell everybody, first of all, that closer to the top of the hour, Janine Bell is coming in from Alegba Folklore Society, and we're going to talk just briefly about the Kwanzaa Festival that's coming up on Thursday. So, Tim, besides being the sound engineer for Indie Media Live every week, you do a lot of other things around here at WRIR.
Yeah, it's just I do a lot of other bands when they come in. In fact, one of our board ops has a show, I believe from like 3 in the morning to like 6 a.m., Brad. And I did his show a few times, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. You get to meet new people. You get to, you know, challenge yourself, and you know, I always have a blast.
I think during the fundraiser, you didn't sleep for like a week, right?
About 3 days.
Well, when I saw you, it looked like it had been a week.
Oh, yeah. It was a little rough.
Yeah, it was a little rough. But I know that a lot of people around here really appreciate what you do with sound and where you're taking the sound of WRIR, because it's radio, and that's really, really important.
Yeah, it's good to have a real, you know, passion. Whatever you do, you got to have a passion for it. And, you know, I can't say I'm good at a lot of things, but I am good at sound, and, you know, I do my best.
Except for that little message on your telephone.
Oh, yeah.
Your little voicemail thing.
It's awful.
It's so ironic that, yeah. That you know, you're so great with sound, and then you have this garbled message. It's like that on your phone, your voicemail. It's really funny. Fix that.
I'm going to try. Yep.
You can do it.
I can do it.
You can do it. That should be our theme for 2011.
We can do it.
We can do it. We tried to do it. So I want to tell everybody also that you can always stream this or any of the other great shows on WRIR live at WRIR.org. And I'm a little embarrassed, but I just found out that Indie Media Live airs on Wednesdays at 2:30 online on the live stream. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, I know. And apparently it's been happening for like a couple of years.
You know, it's great to find out we're in the loop.
It really is. And I'm just so excited about that. I just want to send out a really special thank you to all the great volunteers at WRIR, because without all the people's efforts, Indie Media Live wouldn't be on the air.
True.
And we really want to send out a very special thank you to all our listeners
Definitely.
Because we have a lot of support. And we know that now. We have a way of tracking that now, because one of your greatest accomplishments, in my opinion, for 2010 was to create the Indie Media Live blog.
Yeah, the blog is a great way to interact with us. I mean, if you have an idea about a show, please, you know, go to the blog and, you know, shoot us an email. Right now, I think the last time I checked, we have about 781 views to the blog.
And that is so amazing.
That's correct.
Oh, yes. And that voice that you just heard is our sound engineer today. And this is actually your third week doing sound for Indie Media Live, right? Taylor Packett.
That is correct.
Yep.
That's
Taylor's correct. Here. Taylor's here. And we have in the booth Jesse Johnson. He is our, well, it's kind of a, you know, Jesse, I was thinking it's kind of a tag team between you and Brad, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you sound great. Give us that radio voice. Whoa.
Wow.
How do you really sound?
He's got a really high-pitched, yeah, squealy
really
voice
sound
in real life.
Yo. Hey, careful now. Well, you definitely have it, and I'm so glad to have you as part of the team. Are you coming up on a year? Yeah. Yeah, well, it's been great, and I look forward to so much more. Taylor, how long have you been at WRIR?
It's coming on 7 months.
Whoa.
Easy.
Whoa. Is it all right if I jump ahead to next week and tell everybody that your band Baby Stomp is going to start out the new year with us?
Oh, please do.
Yeah, it's going to be, everybody please tune in, January the 4th at 12:30. We're going to have Baby Stomp doing a few rock and roll songs. Great way to start out 2011. With rock and roll. And we're going to get to talk to the guys in the band.
We're crazy. I hope you can handle it.
Yeah,
I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be all right. But I'm so excited about that. So I hope everybody will tune in. How can people find out about Baby Stomp this week before?
Of course, you can go onto Facebook, and check us out. Baby Stomp. It's one word. On top of that, we have MySpace. There's many ways. And we're going to be at the Camel January 10th. So you should definitely come out and check us there.
Interesting. So we're really excited about that. We're going to start off the new year with some good old-fashioned rock and roll.
Always.
Thank you, Taylor Packett.
Thank you.
So everybody is doing these retrospectives right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that I should do my bit to draw back the curtain on live radio. And now you see the team, you know, you hear the team, Jesse in the booth and Taylor making sound and Tim here with me.
Also making sound.
Also
in a
making
weird
sounds.
Way.
Tim is a fourth year at VCU. And I know that you're studying psychology.
Yep.
And so I'm trying to make the connection between studying psychology and hanging out at WRIR.
Me too.
Is there some kind of connection that you see there? Are we case studies for you by any chance?
You know what? I wasn't supposed to say anything, but you forced me.
Oh no. So you're studying us.
I mean, it's a great place to be. All of you guys have your own sort of personalities, and it's fun to sort of tweak you a little bit. Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, speaking of retrospectives, I've been going through our logbook and looking at some of the shows that we did throughout 2010. We did some great shows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had Imam Muhammad Salam from Masjid Bilal Mosque mm-hmm. on with us in January. We had 10,000 Villages with Bethany talking mm-hmm. about Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
and some of the things that were going on in Haiti. We have had Glenn Bessa on, the executive director of the Virginia chapter of the Sierra Club, on several times throughout the year, talking about climate change, talking about uranium mining, mm-hmm. talking about mountaintop removal,
yeah.
and wind. What else do you remember? We had Harvey Wasserman doing No Nukes.
Yeah.
Oh, our listeners should really can check out Harvey Wasserman for No Nukes. That is, he is an amazing leader in the country for clean energy.
Mm-hmm. I think some of my favorite shows, honestly, are Ricky's Refuge. You know, it's always fun to hear about the animals, and Ralph Nader was always fun.
Oh, we had him twice.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
He's just a blast.
Not once, twice.
We're building rapport.
I know. What did you love about Ralph Nader's sound?
Well, I mean, not just his sound. I mean, he's just a prolific guy. He's awesome. But, you know, it's with him, he called in. So we had to work with a hybrid a little bit. And from an engineer's perspective, it was fun to sort of, you know, just deal with new equipment. And, you know, again, he's just an awesome guy. We got to talk to him a little bit before the show. And, yeah.
And I think you had to pick me up off the floor after he said, "Good morning, Rebecca."
Yep.
I was like, "Oh, my gosh." I've waited 40 years to hear you say that, Ralph. It was quite a moment. It was quite a moment.
It was a lot of fun.
I think for me, the biggest news story of 2011 was a story that Mr. Nader focused on in our second show, Citizens United versus the Federal Election Committee. On January 21st, 2010, a day that, in my view, will go down in infamy, the United States Supreme Court decided that it was going to do away with nearly everything in federal campaign finance law, and that it was going to allow corporations free rein to inject as much money as they please into federal campaigns. I love the way Jason Linkins on the Huffington Post put it. If you're looking for a concise way of capturing today's Supreme Court decision in Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission, how about we are all royally, hopelessly, bleep-de-bleep for the rest of recorded time. I mean, that's kind of, and, you know, Mr. Nader so clearly paints the picture of our slide into corporatocracy, which in my view is just a politically correct way of saying fascism.
Yeah.
It was really, really an amazing opportunity to talk about that. But that for me is the overarching story of 2010. Although I do love the animal shows, and we've done a lot of animal shows.
Yeah. You know, you really have a point. You know, what Ralph Nader talked about, you know, it really is sort of the downfall of a lot of things.
Democracy.
Yeah, of democracy.
You know, there's things like that. Yeah. So we'll keep bringing our listeners those amazing points of view. We also had Cindy Sheehan on,
mm-hmm.
the anti-war activist, Gold Star Moms for Peace was on with us. And we had Dr. Karen Davis on, speaking of the animal shows with mm-hmm. United Poultry Concerns. She was here for Respect for Chickens Day.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of respect for chickens.
We all should.
Yes. Precious little things. And turkeys and ducks. You know, and that I have to, that brings me to, I think, what, well, no, not I think, I know, was the greatest gift that you have ever given me. And you've done a lot of great things for me, Tim. But it was making that decision to have Meatless Mondays.
Yep.
How's that going?
Actually, it's going really well. In the beginning, you know, I said I'd do it, and I really tried, but it's really sort of taken a whole world of its own. You know, I'm really trying to do Meatless Mondays. In fact, as sort of a New Year's resolution, I'm sort of trying to add another date onto that.
Meatless Saturday afternoons?
Meatless Thursdays?
Meatless Wednesday mornings?
Just an hour or two here and there. No, like an actual day. I mean, it's really not as hard as people make it out to be.
Absolutely. And do you notice any benefits?
Yeah, in fact.
Not just in your wallet now.
It is a lot cheaper.
Yeah. That's how I first got started.
I guess ramen does technically count.
Rice and beans. Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, besides like the moral, ethical issues, you know, after on Tuesdays, I just felt more energetic. You know, it really puts a little pep in your step almost.
Remember when we had Dennis Kucinich on in 2009, and he's the only vegan member of Congress, and I asked him about the benefits of veganism, and he said exactly that. He said, you know, there are all these congressmen who are 20 years younger than he is, you know, slowly crawling around Congress, and there he is in his 60s just zipping around because he has all this energy. Yeah, that was a very interesting comment. Yeah, a lot more energy when you're not trying to digest dead stuff. It's 14 minutes before the hour if you've just tuned in. This is the end of 2010 retrospective with Indie Media Live. My guests are Jesse in the booth, and hey, Jesse. And Taylor Packett. There he is. There he is. And turn your mic on. There you are. Live radio. Love it. Yeah. No. I think by surprise. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you I was going to tap you on the shoulder twice. Okay, my bad. My bad. And Taylor Packett doing our sound today. Hey,
thank
Taylor.
You. Hey.
And and Tim Duggan, my partner in crime.
Here I am.
Yes, as we were going through. So, Tim, you just mentioned resolutions. You're going to add another meatless day to your week. Mm-hmm. That's one of your resolutions. Mm-hmm. As a psych major and as somebody who obviously makes resolutions, what do you think is the psychology behind resolutions and being successful with them or not so much?
Well, I feel like, of course, you know, starting of a new year, turning of a new leaf, if you will. But I feel like one of the keys to really keeping with a New Year's resolution is to incorporate somebody. You know, I feel with this upcoming year, a lot of people are worried about, like, you know, weight, losing 5-10 pounds, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I feel like if people, you know, in general, just incorporate going out into society with their New Year's resolutions, it'd be a lot easier to keep them. For example, let's say you do want to lose a little bit of weight. Well, you could volunteer at the SPCA Walking Dogs. It's, you know, a very, you know, cool thing to do. Also, you could take part in the Richmond Marathon. You know, that's helping the community. And yeah, I really feel like let's say, I don't know, you want to read more. Well, you could, you know, volunteer at a library. You could, you know, if you want to be more outgoing, why not take up some radio?
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
So you involve other people, and you benefit yourself and the other people and the community as well.
Exactly.
You know what that brings to my mind? The show we did with Art 180.
Yeah, that was great.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Remember that little kid playing the drums?
Jackson on the drums. Wow.
Boy, he rocks.
Yeah, he was like 14 years old, 15 years old, and he blew a lot of people I know out of the water.
Yeah, he was really great. Taylor, you should check him out.
I know. Don't let my drummer know.
No, I know you have a great drummer, but yeah, this guy is amazing. And the program at Art 180 is amazing as
Yeah.
And the things that they're doing with kids and art.
There's a lot of things going on around Richmond that a lot of people don't know about, and they're just fantastic programs.
If they would tune in to Indie Media Live on Tuesdays at 12:30.
Exactly. To learn more about it, tune in.
And a lot of the other shows on WRIR.
Oh, yeah.
See, our mission here, if some of you listening have just tuned in for the first time, is to put the news and the music and the views on the air that get very little, if any, attention in mainstream media. And I think we rock it.
Yeah.
I think we really rock our mission.
Yeah, I think we're doing a great job. I mean, 781 people, can't be wrong, right?
That is so true. Wrong, right? And, you know, speaking of the great shows on WRIR, one of my favorites is the Totally Football Soccer Show.
Yeah, man.
Daryl and Taylor.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. In fact, you were out one day, and they did Indy Media.
It was during the World Cup.
Yeah. Man, they're just a lot of fun. They're just, you know, a barrel full of monkeys and laughs. And
yeah, they really are. I would encourage everybody to tune in to that. I'm sorry I don't know the exact day and time for that, but you can check it all out at WRIR.org. And, you know, the World Cup, wow, I waited 4 years. I only have 1,347 days to go until Brazil. and it turned out Spain got the cup. But, you know, it's hard when all of my favorite teams get knocked out, you know, so early on. New Zealand. The only country on the planet that doesn't have a nuclear power plant. New Zealand. And Cameroon. Mm-hmm. These are my Slovenia. Mm-hmm. These are my favorite shows, and they got knocked out so early. That was hard for me.
Yeah.
But it was great to have Taylor and Daryl doing their thing on our show. And so that was another one of our absolutely favorite shows of the year. And let's see, what else? We had, Michael McLeod Ball, who heads up the main office in Washington, D.C. of the American Civil Liberties Union.
Yeah.
Came on and did our constitutional show for the 4th of July. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We did those kids from the Richmond Peace Education Center.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The essay winners. How's that for a sound engineer? To have seven kids ranging from the ages of 6 to 15 all in this room at one time. What's that like for a sound man?
Man, it was a challenge. It definitely was a challenge. But like I said, it was a lot of fun. Those kids, they have a lot of bright ideas. And, you know, this was just an outlet for them to sort of express it.
Yeah, well, it was great, yeah.
One of my favorite shows I did, well, partly because you brought in your dog, but the Ring Dog Rescue Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, just a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
we did Ring Dog Rescue.
Yeah.
So what did you like about that? You liked my little Dharma?
Oh,
my big Dharma?
She was a doll. She
Isn't
was
she?
A doll, yeah. I love animals, but, you know, it's a worthy cause. You know, it's a worthy organization.
The whole idea of doing all those shows in December was my idea for my own life about simplifying the holidays, adding meaning to the holidays, that meant an awful lot to me to be able to do those shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have Janine Bell out in the hall. I think she's going to be coming in a few minutes to talk about the Kwanzaa Festival. But before she does, I would like to just mention a couple of other favorites of the year. And I'd like to ask you, Tim, on the blog you do some wonderful things with vegan jokes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite vegan joke?
My favorite vegan joke? Jeez, that's a toughie.
There's so many good ones.
Yeah, there's so many good ones.
What's your favorite vegan recipe?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Viewers, I don't know if you know this, but Rebecca Ferris is an amazing, amazing cook. In fact, she just brought me some chili, and it was out of this world. She made me, my birthday was November 24th, and she made me a vegan pizza. And, I mean, it was a sizable pizza, and I ate it in, 5 minutes, the entire thing.
Scarfed it. Yeah, scarfed it right down. Yeah, that was a great day. You really liked it?
Yeah, it was
was
amazing.
That's good. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was a wonderful day. And I don't want to close our retrospective today without pointing out that WRIR elected its very first woman president this year, Liz Humes. Love you, Liz. Thank you so much for all your help and support this year. And I also want to say that 2010 was a very special year for me because I celebrated 40 years as a vegetarian, 3 years as a vegan, and we actually had Gary Francione, the man that I heard on GoVeganRadio.com with Bob Linden, that convinced me to go vegan. Mm-hmm. And he was on our show, and I'm looking forward to doing another show with him in 2011.
Yeah.
So it was a great year.
Great year.
Yeah, and thank you so much. I'm so glad we're going into the new year together. You know, Tim, I really I admire you so much. I admire your passion for sound and your commitment to WRAR, and I really respect your opinions, and I'm glad that we do Indie Media Live together.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for everything.
Anytime.
And so in the last few minutes that we have, Janine Bell, I don't know how you did it, but you raced across town and you got over here to do radio with me. Thank you so much, Janine. You've been on the show several times. You're a great friend of WRIR, you and the Alegba Folklore Society. So thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me once again. Anything for you. I just, darted across, and I think it's important to support your program. It's such a wonderful addition to what listeners can hear in the Richmond community. So happy New Year
happy
to you.
Happy New Year. And, happy Kwanzaa.
Well, you know, and Kwanzaa gives us the opportunity to reflect, as you are now, over the accomplishments of the year ending, the good things that have happened, the things that we might want to do differently, the ways that we've touched people's lives, the ways that we've grown, what we've been able through WRIR to expose people to, and then to look in this moment at what's going to happen in the future, crossing from December 26th to January 1st, crossing the bridge to the new year, and projecting new commitment, new growth, new possibilities.
And another thing I love about Kwanzaa is its focus on community.
Well, absolutely. It is.
I mean, there is that individual introspection, but it's also a community's introspection.
Yes, it is. It's a family strengthening and community building holiday that is African-centered, that looks at aspects of heritage and traditional value systems. And so, therefore, the principles of Kwanzaa or the Nguzo Saba look, as you say, inward to the individual, but also outward into the community. For example, today's principle is Ujima, which in the Kiswahili language translates in English to collective work and responsibility. And it's certainly, you know, what goes on here to make an independent radio station happen. It's what goes on in other areas in the community. It resonates in my mind. My mother, as I was growing up, and my parents would say, do your part. Do your part in every bit of it. The collective work, if everybody does that together and responsibility and takes to heart that, then our community grows.
And I would like to invite everybody to the 2010 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival.
Yes, it's going to be on Thursday, December 30th at the Showplace from 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. We have cultural historian and Egyptologist Anthony Browder is going to be there. His talk is going to be amazing. People can meet him, talk with him personally, have a chance to have a book signed. Rock soul vocalist Kimberly Nicole will be there on the stage. Reggae, jazz, the Alegba Folklore Societies, African dancers, drummers, the African market, things for children, workshops for adults, something for everybody to celebrate heritage, celebrate life. And we've got some tickets we want to give away to a caller if someone would like to call in here to 622-9747, 622-9747. We have a gift for a very lucky person.
Well, you are wonderful, Janine Bell. Thank you so much. And I just want to thank you for all the work that you do at Alegba Folklore Society as well. And people can check that out online and embrace the spirit.
Absolutely. Our cultural center is just down the street at the corner of First and Broad. We're there every day. And so we invite people to come by and visit us there. Our house is your house, and we'll see you at the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival on this Thursday.
And so as we end 2010, cheers to everybody. Let's clink our glasses.
Yay! Hey.
Yay. Yeah.